Dixie FM Morningside.
WPGC presents another two-hour special on Those Oldies But Goodies. Your host, Scott Shannon.
Good evening. How are you tonight? Shannon on the radio, and I'm feeling fine. 2 hours of memories, 2 hours of the best oldies you've ever heard, some of the stories behind them. Let's kick it off with a five-man electrical band. Plugging in from 1971. Woo! WPGC, five-man electrical band. That's 71. Signs, signs, everywhere signs. Scott Shannon and the oldies, I'm feeling fine tonight. Danny and the Junior. WPGC, Shannon with those oldies but goodies on a Sunday night. Let's go to the hop. Danny and the Juniors. I want to thank my good buddy Dave Fox that took me out to see Danny and the Juniors about a month ago out of Eskimo Nails over in Virginia. And I did not know this, but talking to Danny, who's still in the band, and two of the three guys in the group are still the, you know, the originals. As a matter of fact, we're looking on a Dick Clark oldies album last week. We saw a picture of the two of the three guys that had Danny and the Juniors on the album cover and looked just like them. But Danny did not sing lead in Danny and the Juniors. That's right. He always stands over to the right, and he makes goofy faces and sings along, but the guy that sings lead is not Danny of Danny and the Juniors. I can't believe I've been on the air this long and I've not yet played a Tommy James and the Shondells record. Let's fix that right now. WPGC, Tommy James, one of my favorite singers of all time. That's Crimson and Clover. This is Scott Shannon on Sunday night, and usually we play all the 60s songs between 10 and 11, and then I go back to the 50s between 11 and 12, mixing them up occasionally. But tonight, I don't know, I'm just in one of those moods. Not a full moon. I can't blame it on that. Watch football all day today. Got a lot of surprises for you. A little preview of what you're going to hear tomorrow on WPGC. Tomorrow we're celebrating our 26th birthday. And we've got quite a day planned for you. Some tapes of the old disc jockeys that used to work here at the radio station. And a few stories and all the great oldies. But right now, one of the classic love songs of our time.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
WPGC, Willie Billy, Sam the Sham and those Eternal Pharaohs, 1965. What great lyrics. I love that song. One of my favorites, of course. Shannon with the oldies. Next guest is a fellow that we had an interview on with just a couple weeks ago, a man named Neil Sedaka. Started writing songs when he was 13 years old. First group he organized while he was still in high school. He named the group the Tokens. Remember the Tokens? Ironically, it's a funny story. A lot of people don't know this, that he was in the Tokens. And Neil has always been, how do I put it, very headstrong. He's his own man, a lot like the late Buddy Holly. And he wanted things his way. And the guys in the group said, hey, you're in the band. You're going to do things our way, buddy. He says, well, not anymore because I'm leaving the band. And then after he left the group, the very next song they put out was The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which was a big smash for the Tokens. And the Tokens said, ha ha, Neil, you left. You'll never be a star, and we are. Well, unfortunately for the Tokens, they didn't do too well after that song. They had a couple more. But Neil Sedaka said, okay, I'll show you. And he started out on his own, and he became a much bigger star than anyone in the Tokens would ever be. Of course, in his young years, his first girlfriend was a girl named Carol Klein. You all know that story. She later changed her name to Carol King, and she wrote many, many songs. But this is the very, very first hit record ever. It came from 1959. Neil Sedaka. The song is The Diary. WPGC from 1959 all the way up to 1967. It hit number one. Scott McKenzie talking about the Flower Children. WPGC. Scott McKenzie. Wonder what he's doing now. I mean, that's does that ever occur to you? Listen to an oldie and you say, where is that person today and what are they doing? There's a lot of people around the Washington area
at one time had big hit records. You know, like the Kalin twins who dropped by the station occasionally. They had the big song, When? When You Smile. Let me dig that up and play that tonight. But it must be a weird feeling to be a name that everyone knows. You've been on Bandstand and you're standing beside Dick Clark on the Ed Sullivan Show and touring all over the country on stages and have thousands of people clapping for you and screaming over you. And then a couple of years later, you're working as a computer operator or maybe running a Wendy's restaurant. I can't imagine how that would feel. It must be a strange thing. And at least now you can go in Giant Food and no one will bother you, right? Hey, how you doing? I saw you on TV last night. Don't have to put up with that anymore, do you?
Go where the action is. Go Laurel. Opening day tomorrow. Go Laurel for the very best in thoroughbred racing. See the $60,000 Laurel Turf Cup for three-year-olds on Monday. See Laurel's beautiful new look, tote board, and new dirt track. If you're a senior citizen, it's one-half price in the grandstand on Tuesdays. If you can't stay to watch the races, there's early bird betting in the grandstand from 7:30 to 11 a.m. So get lucky, go Laurel. First race, 12:30.
WPGC. The Washington Capitals and McDonald's are joining together to bring you a very special evening next Friday at the Capitol Center. The action starts at 7:35 as the Capitals take on the St. Louis Blues. If you've never seen a hockey game in person, brace yourself for some of the fastest sports action you'll ever see. Then, right after the game, Scott Woodside will join me, Dave Fox, on the ice for an auction. We'll have a car up for bid, autographed by all the Capitals, a trip to Los Angeles for the All-Star Game, and much more. All the proceeds go to the Ronald McDonald House, the home away from home for seriously ill children and their families. So join us next Friday at the Cap Center. See a great hockey game, help a worthy cause, and most of all, have fun with McDonald's, the Capitals, and WPGC.
WPGC Sound Off.
I would like to say a few things in response to the Sound Off on capital punishment. It's a great thought as stated, but you want to help the sick criminals that need help. How do you choose? Who gets to decide which people really need help? Such theories could prove difficult when put into practice. And what about the phonies who use the insanity plea to escape punishment? With our court system the way it is, we have to decide one way or the other, either to use capital punishment on every murderer, leaving no room for insanity pleas, meaning then that, yes, people who really need help will suffer, or we must choose to abolish capital punishment altogether. A listener in Arlington.
Best sound off of the week wins $30. Send yours to WPGC Box 8550, Washington 20027.
Those
WPGC from Ocala, Florida. That's right, Ocala, Florida. You ever been there? The Royal Guardsmen. They, of course, went on to fame and fortune back in Ocala, Florida, after they had that big record. They had a couple other records out, but that was a... Remember a song called Baby Let's Wait? A little slow, pretty one. It wasn't a gimmick song like this. Snoopy. Snoopy was a number one song back in 1966. My name is Scott Shannon. This is the WPGC Sunday Night Oldies But Goodies Show. And don't forget, tomorrow we celebrate our 26th birthday, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We've been working all weekend on the... going through the old tapes and records of the station, and we're going to put on some things that you haven't heard in a while. If you're into oldies but goodies, how about checking out Jack's Oldies, an oldies shop that specializes in oldies but goodies on 45 RPM. He's got a few albums, but mostly 45s. A lot of people call him and say, hey, what's the name of that shop? I can go get that Fleetwood Mac Silver Spring record. That's Jack's. He's got the original version of Stay by Maurice Williams, Elvis records on the Sun label, and he's always got a sale going on the Motown records, all the Motown singles. Jack is an old Motown freak. Check him out. Jack's Oldies, 10210 Baltimore Avenue. The phone number is 345-8181. He'd like to see you. I've been good to you. Why don't you be good to me? Don't throw our love away. WPGC, the Supremes. '65, Beverly Hills, Snootville. And they've got Little League Baseball in Beverly Hills, just like here. Little League Baseball game was going on, Beverly Hills style. On the team, Dean Martin's kid, Dean Paul Anthony Martin Jr. Also on the team, Desi Arnaz's child. Desirito Alberto Arnez, and then that little kid who had nobody famous in his family, Billy Hinchey. They decided they want to record a record. Well, you know, Dean Martin's kid would have no problem getting a record company because his daddy was close friends with Frank Sinatra, who at that time owned Reprise Records from the Warner Brothers branch. They went in and recorded a record, had Terry Melcher and Bruce Johnson, closely associated with the Beach Boys, produce it, and strangely enough, it turned out to be a hit record. PGC, 3 degrees, lovely, lovely ladies based out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I had the pleasure of meeting them over in London a couple years ago. They're still recording, by the way. Very, very big in England. Very, very popular over there. That's Scott Shannon on WPGC with those oldies but goodies. If you know anybody that's from Dallas, Texas, you might want to give them a call because right after 11, I'm going to take you back and show you what a disc jockey in Dallas sounded like. Back in about 1962, as we go cruising with a weird beard tonight. Also might even sneak in a little Harv Moore tape for you tonight. A lot of good oldies. A lot of great mail this week. Whew, I don't know what happened, but I spent half the week opening the mail and trying to play some requests. By the way, a girl named Lillian wanted to hear that 3 degrees record. I didn't forget you, Lillian. And my old buddy Bob Carpenter out there in Culpeper, Virginia, 70 miles away, checked in with me this week. He said, thanks for mentioning me on the show and talking about that Billy Stewart summertime record. A lot of people don't know it, but Billy Stewart lived in this area before he died. He worked at a service station on Annapolis Road, believe it or not. Yes, it's a true story. And old Bob Culpepper mentioned a record called The Coward of the Alamo. And it was a novelty version of Custer's Last Stand. I don't remember that, Bob. I'm sorry. I checked on it and couldn't find anywhere or anyone had any notation of that record. There was one called Mr. Custer by Larry Verne I played a couple weeks ago. By the way, he says, Culpepper 7-Eleven now have the WPGC bumper stickers. Great. Got two on his car, stereo. How about a Buddy Holly song this week? That's all you got to say to me, Mr. Bob Carpenter, and you got it. Buddy Holly, Peggy Sue on the oldest show. Turn this one up nice and loud. WPGC, where did I get that shaky record? Good Lord. Get that off the air, Shannon. What that is I was going through the old WPGC record library and found the Bobby V album. It's in there, and evidently it's been abused, misused and abused, friends and neighbors. This is the Night Has a Thousand Eyes album, and it's one of those albums where that's the only hit on the album. That'd be the last time I play that on the air. I gotta go over to Jack's and get me a new copy of that. Jack's Little Oldies Store. I talk about him all the time, and he's a great guy. He doesn't work in the daytime. If you want to talk to Jack himself, he comes in about 6 at night. You can find all those great oldies. Great place to buy gifts. It's in College Park. It's a little tiny place. It's kind of tough to find. It's, you know, that Holiday Inn there. They just remodeled the lounge. It's just past that. It's on the outside of the Beltway, on the left side, coming from the Beltway. Jack's Little Oldies Store. College Park. It's 10210 Baltimore Avenue. Phone number 345-8181. Go by and see him. Bobby V was one of my favorite singers for a while, only because he had a voice that reminded me a lot of Buddy Holly. And being a big Buddy Holly fan, I found it very, very, unique, unusual, strange that the night that Buddy Holly died, on the next night, they were supposed to play in Fargo, North Dakota. And they didn't have a show, and they had a big dance at the high school, and they called Bobby V's band The Shadows to replace the late Buddy Holly, which was kind of strange. His first record was called Susie Darling, and he went on to have many, many, many hits. He even recorded an album one time called, Bobby V Sings with the Crickets. He did a bunch of Buddy Holly songs with the Crickets. And I've met Bobby V a couple of times. Very, very nice guy. He invested his money very wisely in real estate and buildings and things like that. He's very well off today, where a lot of singers are poor and destitute. 1962, Nashville, Tennessee. A disc jockey by the name of Noel Ball wanted to record a record. He found a singer named Arthur Alexander. He gave him a song and he produced it, and it went to number one. You Better Move On.
You better move on. You better move on. You better move on.
WPGC, a song later re-recorded by the Beatles, Arthur Alexander. He had one more hit record after. No, I'm sorry, that record was not recorded by the Beatles. Sharon, you're blowing it tonight. It was Anna, which was his follow-up to You Better Move On, Anna. Remember that? The Beatles did it on that weird-looking VJ record they had out. I remember when the Beatles first hit, all of a sudden every record they ever recorded was released in America. They were signed to Capitol at the time, but they had some other recordings that had been signed to other labels, evidently, in England. And all of a sudden you had Beatle records on Swan records. That was a good trivia question I used to use when I was doing a regular disc jockey show. And it's a great one. It was, how many labels have the Beatles been released on in America? They had, like, a lot of people forget that She Loves You was on Swan Records. It's a tough question, because these days, with all the imports and all that, you could go on for hours and hours. I mean, I think it was something like, I don't know, 12 or 13 different labels. There's a young man from across the ocean, Donovan Leitch, and the Story of Atlantis on WPGC.
WPGC, FM Morningside. Dallas, Texas, 1962. The Weird Beard.
It's 83 degrees in Dallas at 11 o'clock.
From the world, the nation, and the Texas News Triangle, this is KLIF Hourly News.
United Nations Secretary General Thon says there is no justification for arresting Katanga President Chombe in Elizabethville. Successful stationary test of Titan II intercontinental ballistic missile has been made at Vandenberg Air Force Base. The largest student demonstration to date against Negro James Meredith has been broken up by University of Mississippi campus police.
You have just heard Cliff News.
Now hear this.
KLIF presents the world's greatest disc jockey, Ross Knight.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that awful?
All right, baby, this is Russ Knight, the Weird Beard, the savior of Dallas radio. Let me save you with music till midnight. Oh, I tell you, somebody's got to come up here before midnight, honey. One of those Dallas good-looking girls and pull my Weird Beard tambourine. We got Billy, Roy, Dale, Trigger, the Dallas Salvation Army. From 1190 at the Harmonic Tone. Little music, Big D. A lot of Weird Beard dances going around the Black Bottom. We got a brand new dance from Joey D and the Peppermint Twist. It goes like this. Oh, that 1190 music makes me want to fly high, high in the Dallas sky, like a bird loud enough to be heard. Let me fly. Ooh, let me flap my wings and dig groovy things and get my kicks from these groovy chicks.
The
Shirelles and Soldier Boy, number 113 from the Cliff 40 Survey. You know, this is a Weird Beard, and I believe in doing my show under handicap, friends. I'm in my Weird Beard straitjacket. Got my hands tied behind my back. Sure, got my tongue locked right here in my throat. Got my head on backwards.
And those other stations said...
They